In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Oh yes, 2 Timothy 4, be urgent in proclaiming the gospel of the Lord. Be urgent, why? Because it means life or death. When the gospel is not proclaimed, people will not go to heaven. How we need to preach the gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for our sins, that he was buried and rose from the dead, and that he sends his Holy Spirit into our hearts that we might know him. Do you know him today? Do you know that he loves you today? Do you know that he's got a plan for you today? Do you know these things? Or have you forgotten? Have you forgotten? That's why you turned on the radio today. Maybe because you've forgotten that you're loved. As the Father has loved me, Jesus says, so I have loved you. He loves us in the same way that the Father loves him. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Do you know that today? If you know that, you can endure anything and everything. Life is not easy. Life is not easy. It never was and it never will be. If people say, I'm a Christian and it's easy, I'm telling you it's not easy to stay in the grace of God. It's not easy because the world around us is constantly barraging us with its message. You've got to be rich. You've got to be young. You've got to be thin. You've got to be famous. And I tell you, God wants good things for you. But first that you know, K-N-O-W, not know about, but know in your heart that you are loved by the Father, you are cared for by the Son, and you are blessed by the Holy Spirit. How we need to know the love of God. Chapter 21 in Matthew's Gospel. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethage, at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied with the colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me." I tell you, if God could use a donkey, he can use you. If God can use a donkey, he can use me. Oh yes, you say, "Well, I'm so timid." Listen. If God can use a donkey, he can use you. If God can use a donkey, he can use me. Let's continue. "Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, the Master needs them." Do you know that the Master needs you? Do you know that he is the head and we are the hands and the feet of Jesus? Do you know that people depend upon God's people to preach the gospel and to love them? Oh yes, it's not only about preaching. It's about loving people. You see, you can go to church on Sunday, but on Monday you can be the biggest devil in the world. Or you can go to church on Sunday and then in the parking lot you're like crazy. I tell you how much we need the love of God, how much we need that Jesus would flood us with this Holy Spirit, and he will send them immediately, the donkey and the colt. This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." I tell you, humility is what Jesus was all about. "Have this mind among you, the mind that was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, He did not count himself to be God, something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself of the glory. Oh yes, he became humble, the humble servant of God. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them. Again, if God can use a donkey and a colt, he can use me. Oh yes, oh yes, I am the Son of the Father by the grace of the living God, by the blood of Jesus. If God can use a donkey and a colt, he can use you. Very large crowds spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Crowds that went ahead of him and that followed him shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! Do you know that today? Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. Hosanna in the highest heaven. When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, asking, who is this? You know, maybe you need to ask God, who is Jesus? Oh, he'll show you. People have come to me and said, I don't know if I believe. I said, well, ask the Lord to show you that Jesus Christ is Lord and that he wants to save you from your sins. He wants you to go to confession. Ask the Lord to show you. The crowds were saying this is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee, a prophet, but more than a prophet. He is the Son of the Eternal Father. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. He is God Almighty, as well as man, true God and true man. The next verse is the 12th verse of the 21st chapter of Matthew. Then Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who were selling and buying in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. This is really what kills Jesus. This bangs the nail into his coffin, that he had the audacity, they said, to cleanse the temple. Why? Because his house is called to be a house of prayer, and you have made it into a den of thieves. I tell you, we need to have houses of prayer. Holy Rosary is a house of prayer. People come and pray there during the day because the door is open. One person called me up and said, how long do you keep the door open? I said, about 9 o'clock in the evening. I tell you how we need to worship the Lord, how we need to pray, how we need to know that his house is a house of prayer. He said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you are making it into a den of thieves. Listen to this. The blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple. Guess what he did? He cured them all. How we need Jesus to cure us. People say, well, no, I want to suffer. Why do we build hospitals? Because we want people healed in the physical. But in the spiritual, Jesus heals people. We need to know that. I want to also say everyone is not healed. But I tell you, everyone is healed spiritually who comes to Jesus. Why are some people healed and some people are not healed? I'll tell you the true answer. I have no idea. Jesus cured the blind and the lame. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the amazing things that he did and heard the children crying out in the temple, Hosanna to the Son of David, they became angry and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? They're not only angry, they're jealous. Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise for yourself. Oh, yes. These are the disciples of Jesus crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David. He left them and went out of the city to Bethany and spent the night there, maybe in Lazarus's house, Mary and Martha's house. The Bible doesn't say. In the morning, when he returned to the city, he was hungry. Oh, he's true man as well as true God. And seeing a fig tree by the side of the road, he went to it and found nothing on it but leaves. Do you know that God says, I am the vine, you are the branches, Jesus says. I'm looking for fruit on the vine. I'm not looking for leaves. Oh yes, we have a lot of leaves and very little fruit. How do we get fruit? By surrendering our lives to Jesus and by talking to people about Jesus, that he's Lord, that he wants to be Savior, that he wants to change people's lives. Then he said to it, may no fruit ever come from you again. And the fig tree withered at once. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, saying, how did the fig tree wither at once? Jesus answered them, truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only will you do what has been done to this fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be lifted up and thrown into the sea, it will be done. Whatever you ask for in prayer with faith, you have received. With faith, believing that what you're asking for is God's will. What is God's will? That we surrender our lives to Jesus, that we live in the power of the Holy Spirit. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, by what authority are you doing these things? These blind guides, they have no idea that he's doing these things by the authority given to him from all eternity by the Heavenly Father. And who gave you this authority? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John the Baptist, come from heaven, or was it of human origin? And they argued with one another, saying, if we say from heaven, he will say to us, why then did you not believe him, that he came to announce the coming of the Messiah? But if you say of human origin, we were afraid of the crowds, for all regarded John as a prophet. So they answered Jesus, we do not know. Oh, they knew. They knew, but they would not speak it. Hypocrites. Please, God, deliver us from hypocrisy. Deliver us from hypocrisy, that we would be the children of light, proclaiming the gospel to people, proclaiming the word of God to people, loving people. Oh, yes, it's not what you do in church, it's what you do out of church. Oh, we're not saved by our works. But we better have works, because faith without works is dead. James tells us that. And he said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Verse 28 of chapter 21. What do you think? Let me look at this in a second. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. The son says, I will not go. But later on he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, I will go. But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father? The first, who said, I will not go, and went. I tell you, we need to be in the vineyard of the Lord. We need to bring people to the cross. I tell you, when mothers tell me that their children are lost, my prayer is bring them to the cross, Lord Jesus, that they would confess their sins and go to confession. Which of the two did the Father's will? They said the first. Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering into the kingdom of God ahead of you. I tell you, this is going to make the Pharisees and the Sadducees very angry. Tax collectors and prostitutes are entering God's kingdom ahead of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. For John came to you in a way of righteousness, and you did not believe John, but the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed John. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him. I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Why? Because they knew they needed salvation. Matthew had a party. He brought all the tax collectors and friends to the party, and Jesus Christ was there as the guest. I'm sure he spoke that day about tax collectors and prostitutes entering the kingdom of heaven before the Pharisees and Sadducees. Listen to another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. In other words, he's looking for fruit, not leaves, fruit. But the tenants seized his slaves and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Who are these slaves? These are the prophets that they killed, beat, and stoned. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. That's the way they treated the prophets. Finally, he sent his son to them. That's Jesus saying, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance. Oh, yes. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God did not send the son to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him, the son. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, he will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants, the Gentiles, who will give him produce at the time of harvest. Are we producing produce for the Lord? Are we giving Jesus people for the Lord? Are we giving him people that we are in touch with for the Lord? Have we told them about Jesus? Have we told them about the power of the Holy Spirit? Have we told them about God, that God so loved them that he gave his only begotten son? Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the keystone? The keystone is the stone that held the arch together. The keystone. This was the Lord's doing. Do you know that the keystone was rejected by the builders, by the Jewish people? And so God opened the door to the Gentiles, but one day again he will open the door to the Jews, and they will come in, and they will believe in Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. How do I know that? Romans 9, 10, and 11. Oh yes, you read it. That God's promise to send to himself the Jewish people at the end of time. And it was amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produce fruits for the kingdom. What kind of fruits? People. The one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and it will crush anyone whom it falls. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard these parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. They're not stupid. They wanted to arrest him, but what? They feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet. The crowds regarded Jesus as a prophet, but he's more than a prophet. He is the Son of the Eternal Father. Chapter 22 of Matthew. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited, those are the Jewish people, to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who you have seen invited, look, I am prepared for my dinner, my oxen, my fat calves, they've been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, and the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burnt their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy to come. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding, to the banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they had found, both the good and the bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. The wedding robes were there for people to put on. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" Do you realize you have been called to give your life to Jesus? Do you realize that you have been chosen also? That you are the ones that he wants to be all for. He wants to be your all. He wants to be your all today. Do you know that today? That Jesus wants to be your all. That he has a plan for your life. Oh yes, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against me shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. Never. Why? Because he is our defense. His name is Jesus, the Messiah. He is the Lord. He is God Almighty. And he loves you. As the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I have loved you. We need to hear from people so that we can pay July's bills. We have received a wonderful check from somebody, but we need to get quite a bit more to pay for July's bills. And you write to Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. What are you going to take home with you from this talk? As the Father has loved me, Jesus said, so I love you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh yes, they came to Jesus, crippled and blind and deaf, and they wanted a touch from Jesus. Oh, if you want a touch from Jesus, believe that you've already received it, and it will be done to you because of your faith in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.